Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
Welcome back. This is Breakfast on 91.3 FM. Now, the Basic Education Department said that it had revised this decision to allow almost 6 million pupils back to school from next week because of the rising number of COVID-19 infections in the country. Now, the department said that only grades R, 6 and 11 would be permitted in class following consultations with the Council of Education Ministers. Now, the move affects schools across the country. We're speaking now to the DBE spokesperson, Terence Kala, to sort of just unpack all of this. You know, the decision. Everything just happened so quickly. Terence, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast 91.3 FM. We knew that the 6th of July was inevitable. It was going to happen. But how did the minister, or what sort of, what was discussed, you know, with the other ministers to reach this decision for the 6th of July?
Well, firstly, good morning, and thank you very much for the opportunity. Well, what informed the decision was obviously a various set of consultations that have been had during the course of this week. Consultations that have included conversations with unions, with student governing body associations and parent associations, and all of these basically informed the department's decision. You will know that obviously there are various sets of consultations that happen at ministerial level across from Department of Health to our Department of Basic Education, just to basically inform all of our decisions to make sure that our decisions are actually taken from an informed base. And those consultations led up to yesterday's meeting, which was between the minister and the 9 provincial MECs, which further informed the department's or the provincial readiness to welcome learners on Monday. And those decisions led to, and those various consultations, led to the decision being made that perhaps maybe it was only ready for grade 11s, grade 6s, and for grade R's to return on Monday.
But now, Terence, in all fairness and in reality, at the end of the day, the Western Cape has had the most infections. Every week we have about 2 to 3 schools that are being shut down because of decontamination, or somebody had passed away, or a kid has been infected with COVID-19. And, you know, wouldn't it have just been a more practical way for Minister Angie Motshekga to at least keep a closer eye on the Western Cape, and should have just shut down the Western Cape until, you know, the numbers have dropped and the curve has been flattened? Because the Western Cape is a disaster waiting to be happening.
No, certainly, and I think we appreciate those kind of insights. But obviously, the person that is at the forefront of ensuring that kids are ready to come to school, ensuring that schools are safe, making sure that the requisite sanitation material, the requisite masks are there, the requisite decontamination material is there. All the MECs are obviously at the forefront of ensuring that kind of safety. And I think yesterday's meeting was the one that purely informed the decision, because that is the collective body that then has that oversight over each province. And from that base, we were able to then be able to inform the fact that perhaps maybe it is more relevant for us to bring in the 3 grades and phase the rest of the grades in during the course of the rest of the month. What will happen over the course of the weekend is the minister will be having a media briefing just to unpack that rollout and the phased re-entry of the other grades during the course of the month of July.
Now, Terence, let me just come a little bit closer to home. I'd like to know, did Minister Debbie Schaefer, the MEC in the Western Cape, did she say that we are prepared and that we are ready for the 6th of July?
That is the outcome that has come from the collective decision of the Council of Education Ministers, which was obviously informed by the input of all 9 provincial MECs. So I think to focus on all of the MECs as a whole, that collective decision was taken that the grades would return on Monday.
Now, I can also understand, if you're looking at, the grades that are where the concentration is, you're looking at grade R, grade 6 and 11, it now makes sense as to why these grades are so important, because your grade R's are supposed to or should be moving to grade 1, your grade 6's are supposed to move to grade 7, your grade 11's are supposed to move to grade 12. So I understand the logic behind that. But let's talk about, classrooms that are meant to be managed. Yes, you can have masks. Yes, you can have hand sanitizers in place. But how are you going to be managing? Did they come out with a solution in terms of the management of classrooms, number one? For example, will there be a splitting schooling hours? Were those guidelines clearly stipulated as well?
Well, certainly, yes. There will be a rotational base as well. So where schools do not have the requisite space to ensure the 1.5 to 2 meter social distancing, they will be working on a rotational base. So, for an example, you will find learners that will be coming in on a Monday, Wednesday, and a Friday. Others will rotate and come in on a Tuesday and a Thursday.
Right.
That's obviously based on the curriculum coverage that is needed. I think also what is important to point out is some of the consultations that were had during the week also involved some of our curriculum specialists as well, which were able to also guide and say, look, I mean, for us to obviously achieve the wholesale curriculum coverage, which has been slightly shortened, we need to ensure that we have enough time in class on task and enough learning and contact time. So for us to appreciate and support that narrative was to ensure that we could create the best kind of environment, which would still be safe, which would still adhere to all of the safety protocols, but also achieve that aspect of ensuring that we had the wholesale curriculum coverage as well.
No, absolutely. And just before I let you go, Terence, one of the messages that came in, and I'm sure many people are, you know, wondering about the spot, you know, for you to just perhaps expand a little bit on the options that, you know, that's available for parents and children who prefer to keep the kids at home. We've, like I said, we've received many questions about this, and obviously they are that scare or that anxiety that that leads towards certain comorbidities that the children might have, you know. What are the options for parents that wants to do this?
Well, I think firstly, just to touch on the latter part of your question with regards to the comorbidities aspect, I think it's very important that where parents do have any comorbidities, where learners have any comorbidities, you need to alert the school to these. I think it's very important because we are dealing with the medical aspect of COVID-19, and we need to make sure that we can obviously protect not only that learner with the comorbidities, but other learners within that schooling environment. So it's very important that parents that do have any kind of comorbidities alert the school to this, but also parents that feel that perhaps maybe this is not the right time for me to be letting my child back to school. The most important thing is do contact the school. Get in touch with the school. Make sure that the school understands that, yes, Terrence, my child will not be coming to school. These are the reasons. And in certain provinces like Gauteng, they've been able to secure study packs and material that will be available at schools that learners and teachers can pick up. But the aspect of allowing your child to learn from home, it will be quite a rigorous aspect because you'll need to go to the school, collect material, come back and give it to your child to do. Once the child has done the material, take the material back. So that's obviously, that in itself might become a rigorous task for a parent who still needs to go back to work. So I think we need to advise parents to really get in touch with the schools and really look at the various options that they have. I think in this phase, it's very important that we're hands-on and that we take decisions that are very well-informed.
Let's leave it at that, Terence Kala, the DBE spokesperson. I appreciate your time this morning and all of the very best. I'm keeping my eye on the 6th of July then.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're always available to come and have a chat, and we really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much, sir. Bye-bye.